This is Louis Navalier. It is Monday, July 22nd. Okay, before we get to all the political news, let's talk about interest rates. People's Bank of China started this week by cutting their 7-day repo rate, a tenth of a percent, to 1.7%. This is the first cut in the repo rate this year. This cut follows a Communist Party document upholding President Xi's plan to put technology at the center of China's future, while also tolerating slower economic growth near term. So the expectations are very high for continued easing in China, and they're not the only central bank. The ECB confirmed last week that they'll probably cut again. Retail sales in Canada have fallen 5 out of the last 6 months, so Canada's gonna have another rate cut. Also, Justin Trudeau continues to raise taxes in Canada, so businesses are getting pretty annoyed with him. So, you know, that doesn't promote economic growth, just so you know, okay? The pressure is going to be mounting on the Fed to cut rates. On Friday, they get the PCE report, their favorite inflation indicator. It could be flat to down. It does include less owner's equivalent rent than CPI. But if you look at all the components, again, people are expecting it to be very, very good. And so that's going to trigger a dovish FOMC statement next week when the Fed meets on July 31st. And if I was the Fed, I'd cut rates then and there, but they'll probably set up for a September 18th rate cut. And there'll be a rate cut on November 7th, 2 days after the presidential election. So speaking of the presidential election, obviously things have changed dramatically. Joe Biden resigned. He's apparently very irritated at his staff. The House Speaker is calling for his resignation because if he can't run for president, maybe he can't govern. The interesting thing is, as Biden endorses Kamala Harris and the Clintons endorse Kamala Harris, and so did a lot of party chiefs, the interesting thing that she's had 47 staff members in the past, since she became vice president, and only 5 remain. She's had a lot of turnover on her staff. So, she's not the most popular lady, and she's not the most dynamic campaigner. So it'll be interesting what happens. She does not poll well against Donald Trump. So it'll be interesting if the superdelegates at the Democratic National Convention, go ahead and vote for her, because what they're really worried about is they're worried about low voter turnout and bad results in the congressional races. So if Kamala can get turnout up, then that's probably all they want from her, even though she doesn't look like she can win at this time. But it'll be very interesting to see what happens. There's a lot of chaos in the world, but the stock market is fully discounted Trump trade and thinks Trump's going to be president just because of his iconic photo after getting shot and with the American flag behind him. I mean, even Mark Zuckerberg said nice things about him. And of course, Mark Zuckerberg was very busy trying to defeat him the last time, and then Elon Musk endorsed him and throwing money at him, and Silicon Valley likes J.D. Vance. He used to work for Peter Thiel, so things have changed a bit. So I'm sure Kamala will do better than Joe, only because she can get out and about, has more energy, but whether she'll be able to swing into the key states is highly questionable. But we'll see. We'll give her a chance, and we'll go from there. But otherwise, the other significant event this week is we're going to have durable goods on Thursday. Now, durable goods are severely distorted by commercial airplane orders, but they haven't been that strong. So we still are in an environment where weak economic news is considered good, okay? Because we just want to pressure the Fed to cut rates. In the meantime, these are going to be the best earnings we're going to see in some time. And the analysts are estimating a 9.3% increase in the S&P earnings, best in 2 years. That's up from 8.8% a couple weeks ago. We're going to start to have quite a few earnings this week. Two of the Magnificent Seven report this week. And I think that's going to take center stage. Now, in the wake of Friday's big computer meltdown, the cybersecurity firms like CrowdStrike, which unfortunately their software upgrade caused a crash, and Alarum, they're down today. But again, they're going to have good earnings, so we'll see. Now, some companies have downgraded CrowdStrike, okay? Like Guggenheim, for example. So this is a holding that we have, and I recommend CrowdStrike. But, you know, the question is, where are you going to go? So so if they all want to cancel CrowdStrike and go to Alarium, that's fine with me because I own Alarium. But it just shows how the cloud computing makes us vulnerable. But everything has moved to the cloud. That's not stopping. And they probably just have to build some redundancies in the cloud. But in the interim, CrowdStrike will continue to get hit until trading volume dries up. It should be a good buy pretty darn quick. But we have to have the selling pressure dissipate. So otherwise, that's about all that's going on. You know, hang on. Enjoy the ride, folks. We live and die for earnings. We have great earnings. We're going into this earnings season locked and loaded, as we usually do, and the market's breadth and power has improved here, so that's a good sign. The interest rate environment remains ideal. Energy prices are a little soft right now. A lot of this is due to the demand in China, but Russia's exporting a lot less crude oil, and demand remains very high here in America. So we'll see where all that ends up, but you know, obviously a Trump presidency is probably going to make oil prices fall because he's going to just boost exploration, and the current natural gas prices also remain low. I'm sure he'll continue to promote LNG exports. You know, the Biden administration tried to quash the expansion of LNG, but they were overturned by the Fifth Circuit. So the companies are gearing up again. So fascinating times we're in, but you know, looks like we got very favorable inflation news. We got soft rates. We got accommodative central banks around the world. So, and of course, we have great earnings. So, lots to look forward to in the upcoming days and weeks. So, hang on, enjoy the ride, folks. It's Louis Navelier.